grace that is Christ's gift to us, the love of God and the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of creation, eternal majesty, you preside over land and sea, sunshine and storm. By your strength, pilot us. By your power, preserve us. By your wisdom, instruct us. And by your hand, protect us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from Job. The Lord answered Job without the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Grind up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you shall declare to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding, who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what is the basis sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together? And all the heavenly beings shouted for joy. Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed bounds for it, and set bars and doors, and said, thus far shall you come, and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stopped. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 107 responsibly. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good, for God's mercy endures forever. Gathering them in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. He held the works of the Lord, God's wonderful works in the deep. Mounted up to the heavens and descended to the depths. Their souls melted away in their peril. Then in their trouble they cried to the Lord, and they delivered them from their distress. Then were they glad when you grew calm, when you guided them to the harbor they desired. Let them exalt you in the assembly of the people, in the council of the elders. Let them sing hallelujah.
Glory to the Father.
From 2 Corinthians. As we work together with him, we urge that you also not to accept the grace of the God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time, I have listened to you. And on the day of salvation, I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commanded ourselves in every way, through great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors, and yet are true, as unknown, and yet are well known, as dying, and see, we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. In return, I speak as to children. Open wide your hearts also. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 4th chapter. When evening had come, Jesus said to the disciples, let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
Have you ever had to make a stand? Have you ever had to draw a line in the sand? If you ever wondered where that phrase came from, "draw a line in the sand," it was attributed to an event about 2,200 years ago. There was this Roman consul, his name was Populius. He drew a line in the sand around King Antiochus Epiphanes. Populius was trying to prevent a war between the Seleucid and the Ptolemaic empires. It was clear that if King Antiochus stepped over the line before he answered the consul's demands, they would go to war. Luckily, this is the one time King Antiochus did not act in a completely crazy manner that he was accustomed to. Antiochus Epiphanes was absolutely insane. In fact, I would really love to use some expletives to describe him, but the kids don't have Sunday school today. He was a bad person. There was this one time that he thought Judea was about to revolt against him. And this is what one record describes. "So raging inwardly, Antiochus left Egypt and took the city by storm. He commanded his soldiers to cut down relentlessly everyone they met, kill those who went into their houses. There was a massacre of young and old, the destruction of boys, women, and children, the slaughter of young girls and infants." This guy was evil. He was so full of himself, so narcissistic, that he believed that he was God. He thought that he could command the waves of the sea. He thought he could bring down mountains. There's some extra biblical literature called 2 Maccabees, and it said that he had superhuman arrogance. There's a problem. It's especially with Jews that were rebelling against him. You can't tell Jews that you're ruling over that you can control creation. You can't do it, because only God can do that. And so we have this bound of biblical literature, some of which we read today in Job, that says only God can control creation. There's this other verse, Psalm 89:9 says, "You rule the raging of the seas. When its waves rise, you still them." So if you're a Jew and the foreign king who is occupying your country is claiming to do what only God can do, there's going to be problems. No wonder they rebelled. The Jews, they drew a line in the sand. God is God. We are not God. We cannot do what only God can do. In today's gospel reading, we hear about Jesus traveling with his disciples. We learn that Jesus goes into the depths of the ship and he falls asleep on a cushion. Outside, a storm, it begins to rage. The disciples, they think they're gonna die. And so they wake Jesus with three words. He calms the storm and the ocean. Peace. Be still. The disciples, they're amazed, and they start asking each other, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Those Jews who would be listening to the scripture passage would know exactly who it is. It's only God who can still storms. It's only God who can command the elements. Antiochus Epiphanes believed and told people that he could still storms, but it's only Jesus who actually does it. I love this story in Mark because it reveals the divinity of Jesus. It reminds us that Jesus is indeed God. But not only that, God with us in the storms, calming them. I also love this particular story from Scripture today because it describes our Christian life. Jesus invites us into a journey, into fellowship with him. We are in the boat together. I mean, literally in the boat, heading towards this kingdom of God. And yet, along the way, we are sometimes beaten by the elements. We become subject to powers outside of our own control, out of our own choices. Sometimes the storms of life, they come, and we need refuge. I don't know how many of you know this, but before I became an intern here at St. Peter's, I had been looking for an internship site for a while, a long time. I really needed it to be in San Diego because my wife, Enrique, is working here. Pastor Marone, and you really made this happen. Pastor Marone went far above and beyond to make my coming to St. Peter's possible. For a while, I thought I was going to have to pack up my family and move to the Midwest somewhere. But because of your tireless effort, you made it happen. And you brought me into this congregation when I was adrift. And what a journey it has been for us. God has used you, Pastor Marone, and this congregation to calm the storm of uncertainty that I was facing in finding an internship site. I remember when I first started here at St. Peter's, the first job that I set out for myself was to find the ministries and the work of the church. And when I preached that Sunday, I told you what I had learned. I talked about some of the ministries. And because you are so committed to being in the boat together with Jesus, these ministries have only expanded here. I think of the great work the Evangelism Committee is doing. We're going to have a blessing of the surfboards. That's out-of-the-box thinking, and I love it. There's a prayer shawl ministry that provides blankets to those who are in the storms of life. In fact, when we pray over the shawls, we ask that the shawls would be safe havens for that person when the storms of life rages around them. I also think about the baptisms that we've done. I had the privilege of walking two youth through baptism preparation. And sharing these redeeming stories of God's love is something that we don't grow tired of here. Our St. Peter's youth is stronger than it's ever been. We had 20 kids last on Friday at our spot. 20. Wow. Brothers and sisters, you have been a witness of Christ's love to each other and to this area. Keep on doing it. Don't get tired. Don't think that it's not your time. There is no retirement from the kingdom of God. We are in the boat together with Jesus. But smooth sailing is not guaranteed. Storms of life, they come. And sometimes we believe that they're just going to sweep us away. Sometimes we think that we're not going to survive these storms. And we faced those storms together. I've had the honor of being at you and your family's bedsides. I had the privilege of committing to God those who have died. And it's been an honor weathering the storms with you. We are in this boat together, weathering the storms of life together. But don't forget that Jesus is also with us. Jesus is there calming the storms of life, giving us more faith to believe even more than we do right now that Jesus has done everything and we've done nothing to be in relationship with God. And when the storms of life come, call on Jesus to save you again and again. Because God is with you. Jesus has saved you, is saving you, and will save you. It's been an honor serving this congregation the last 2 years. It's been a privilege being in the boat with you. And words cannot express my gratitude for what you've taught me. My faith has been increased because of you and the ministry of this church. And I know that you will continue to do that for others. I know you will continue to bless and to preach and to proclaim the good news that Jesus is God and God is for you. I know you will continually draw lines in the sand and say that you believe more and more than ever that God is here with you, with these people, in this place. In that water, in that bread and wine. So may God, our Father, continually bless you. May God the Son keep you ever in his grace. And may God the Holy Spirit fill you again and again with love. Amen.